Yvette Stolen's interviewing Holly Baker Banninger at Halsey Manor on the 7th of July 2015. Holly, tell me a bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in Evanston, Illinois, in December 2nd of 1967.
Okay.
And I lived there with my older brother, Ian, and my mom, Allison Craigie Mead Baker, and George Baker, and then we moved to Southern California. So I was actually raised in Southern California on Lido Island. But my mother was raised in Indianapolis, and that's where the Mead and Williams and Gunn families are all from Indiana. And so when I went to what you all call university, I went to Butler University, which is back in Indianapolis. So I left Southern California and went there to school. And my mother said, wherever you go to school is where you will live. And I thought, well, no. But she was right, because now I've lived longer in Indiana than I lived in California. But and then my mother, who spent time here at Halsey as a child, we moved her back to Indiana about 5 years ago, and so she lived with us, not with us, but in a special assisted home for the last 5 years of her life.
Wow, so tell me about your connection with Halsey Manor.
So I'm going to see if I can get all the greats right. So my great-great-aunt, Trofina Gunn Mitchell, so her maiden name was Mitchell, and she married William Nelson Mitchell, owned Halsey Manor, it would seem, from in the 1920s until 1937. And I want to say they bought the house in 1924. I think it was 1924 and then sold it in 1937. And I just lost my thought. William, rather, was the head of Imperial Tobacco. And the Gunn family, so again, Trofina Gunn Mitchell, the Gunn family was also in tobacco. And it's Clan Gunn from Scotland, the Scottish Highlands. And then, again, Uncle William was in Bristol running Imperial Tobacco. So Trofina's mother, Margaret, but she went by Coogie. And I don't know how we got such unusual names in our family. But Coogie and Trofina decided to come to a Gunn family reunion in Bristol, as I understand it. I'm trying to remember the right cities here. And Trofina had gone to school to be a librarian and was a librarian in Madison, Wisconsin at the time. So she and Coogie, her mother, came over for the reunion. And William was here with his four sons from a previous marriage. He was widowed. And so so they met the American, Trofina. And the story goes that one of his sons, I think they were all taken with her. She was very beautiful. One of his sons said, "Father, I intend to ask the American to marry me." And William said, again, much older, "You will not ask her to marry you because I am going to ask her to marry me." And he did, and they were married. And so it was Trofina's first marriage and William's second marriage. And pretty quickly, with a little over a year, they had a son of their own, John Howard Mitchell. But they didn't move to Halsey Manor. They didn't purchase and move to Halsey Manor until John Howard was 13, I think it was. 11, 12, or 13, in that range. And again, as the stories have been told to me from my two uncles and my mother who came as children, was that Uncle William and Trofina, they were so in love with each other. And because of Uncle William's job or profession, apparently money was readily available. And so I've been told that he often said to Trofina, whatever you want, you can have. And so I've never understood her to take advantage of that, but I think she enjoyed that all, you know, kind of at the same time. So, again, the story's always been shared that, you know, she had Rembrandts and they had multiple cars. And she, one of my favorite stories is that she wore a particular fabric and dress made by Fortuny, which is out of Italy. And it would seem that she would travel there to pick the fabrics and have the dresses made. But I believe the Fortuny also provided some of the draperies that were in Halsey, and then also some of the, there was another company that she ordered through, but she wore these Fortuny gowns, and we discovered, my mother and her two brothers discovered the Fortuny gowns actually in the attic of my grandmother's house in Indianapolis. And we were able to, and that was in 1984, and we were able to donate those dresses, so Trofina's old dresses, to a museum in Indianapolis. And they're going to, hopefully in the next 2 years, do an exhibit of clothing. Mm-hmm. And those dresses will be there. But they adored one another and lived a wonderful life. And they entertained a lot. But I've also read and been told that she chose Halsey over other places they looked because it really provided a nice level of privacy. And so while she had to entertain and did that, I think she liked being away from peering eyes, maybe. So I've heard about Trofina or Aunt T and Uncle William all of my life, and so we decided to come back. And what was fun, though, is before my husband and my son and myself, before we left, we went and met with my uncle again and looked at his album and his books and pictures. And he, you know, relayed again the story to us about Halsey. She did sell. So Uncle William died in 1937. And she and John Howard did decide to sell the manor. I would think it was probably just more than any one person or two people would want to take on. And they did have drivers and servants and that. But she then moved to Bath, to Sovereign House, which I guess must be just the house. Some houses have names. And so she lived there. But ultimately, John Howard died during World War II. He was on leave, and he drowned off the coast of Africa. So her only son and the love of her life were both gone. So she did move back to Indiana, to Indianapolis. And then, toward the end of her life, actually moved to Carmel, California. And she died March 10th of 1971. I was three. I don't remember meeting her. I don't know that I did. Maybe I didn't. I have a feeling I did, though, because my mother was so fond of her. And so, but she had such an impact on my mother and her two brothers. And just, and I think my grandmother, Margaret Mead, who was Aunt Trofina's niece, first niece, they had a wonderful relationship because Margaret was an only child. And Trofina had only one sister, Alice, and Margaret was Alice's daughter. So, so Margaret kind of became Trofina's child after John Howard passed. And John Howard, I think, is probably one of the single most handsome men I've ever laid eyes on in a picture. I mean, he is almost unreal. I mean, I'll look through the pictures, and friends will look at them with me, and we're like, holy mackerel, he is the most handsome man we think we've ever laid eyes on. But the other thing that I think is very special is we have each one of us, so my aunts, my uncles, and my cousins, we all have a little bit of Halsey Manor in our own homes in the USA. I have a corner cabinet in particular that is very beautiful, and it was my grandmother's, it was then my mother's And now it's in my home, and it came from Halsey. And then there's some other chairs and artifacts. So we all have a little piece. And to think that those, some of those pieces came all the way over is really amazing. I also, I think it was her ring. I have a beautiful ring of hers. And so we all have a little bit of her, which, and a little bit of Halsey. So it's a treat to be able to come back.
So this is your first visit. Tell me about your impressions as you came here.
I'll get a little choked up. I was so excited to be able to come. Because, again, I've heard about Halsey Manor all my life. And I remember being younger and being like, why did we sell it? What would really? We could have kept it. But when the three of us drove up, I actually got very choked up because it was as beautiful as the pictures. And I had just hoped that there would have been one trip that I could have made, you know, with my mom.
Yeah.
But she's here and in spirit. And but it was, I mean, it took my breath away when I first saw it. And when I walked in, it was amazing. Now, my cousins all said, I'm the baby. And so my cousins who were there for my mother's funeral in January in Indianapolis, they were saying, ask if you can stay in Auntie's room. And I was like, we don't even know that we can stay at Halsey because we weren't part of a group. And we emailed and we weren't, you know, at first the answer was no, it wouldn't be possible, but please come for a tour. Well, then we kept going back and forth, and so we've stayed three nights. But my cousins all said in front of my 11-year-old son, well, you know, her ghost is there. And I was like, what? Stop! Please don't say that in front of my 11-year-old. So my husband and I have lied on this trip to our son because we are staying in Auntie's room.
Which one was that?
Number 3. But we've told John it's number 11 because he would not sleep if he knew that. It's been a little overwhelming because it's been very moving to actually again be here and have the privilege to be able to come over, to travel here and to come see this, because I'm painfully aware that not everyone gets this opportunity. So, so it's been very special. And my husband has become extraordinarily interested and involved in learning all of this too. So, which I think is special. So my first impressions were probably everything I thought they would be.
Fantastic.
It's magnificent. I would like to travel back in time to have one night when they entertained. I mean, just... And as corny as this sounds, I do watch Downton Abbey. And it's funny because when I've watched it, before we came, I was like, gosh, I wonder if that's what it's like. And it is like that. Maybe a little smaller, but it's, you know, it's just extraordinary. And what I think too, and again, I didn't know Trofina personally, nor William, but I think that they would both be very happy to know what Halsey is today. Mm-hmm. I mean, that it's supportive of the arts and music and culture. That's been a part of my family for years, and so I think they'd be very happy.
Mm. And you have a lot of photographs and that.
I do, and so the first one, this is my second favorite photograph, and you'll see why it's the second favorite in a minute. But so this is Uncle William, and he was in a wheelchair and quite old at this visit. But that's my mom.
Wow, and that's the door by the library, I believe.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah.
And this is my mother's older brother, David Mead, and their brother, Mitchell, he goes by Mick. So my mother would have been 5 here. This one, 6, and this one, 3. My mom didn't smile much as a child in pictures. but they all remember coming and visiting and just how marvelous it was. And but it all seemed very normal to them. I mean, when they talk about it today, I think, I don't know how this could have seemed normal to anybody, but it was just, this was where Aunt Trifina lived. And so, but my favorite picture is this one. So that's John Howard. And then my mother, Uncle Dave, and Uncle Mick there.
That's wonderful.
And it's, so I've also been told, Uncle Mick just shared the story with us a couple of weeks ago, that when they would come, John Mitchell, although obviously an older cousin, but John Mitchell played with them just nonstop. And he would hide from them and tease them and chase them, and they just had a ball. And so I think everyone has, in the family has this photo now, because it's just, I don't know, it's just marvelous. I can see my grandmother also putting them all in the matching shirts and whatnot. Not a bit surprised by that. But that's my favorite photo. And then, so Trifina's mother, Margaret, or Coogie.
How'd you spell that?
K-O-O-G-I-E. Mm-hmm. And this is Uncle William and John Howard in front of one of his cars, I guess. And again, I don't know how, Mick said he had two or three cars and a driver. And I mean, it's just very different than how we've lived. And the gardens were different. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So they had this kind of, you know, cutout, and these were roses, from what I've gathered. But it's profoundly the same. I mean, it just, I guess this, is it this tower maybe that has come down, crumbled down? Not the big one, but this little one here.
I think this is not.
Oh, is the big one gone too?
Yeah, yeah.
But then, but it's, in fact, Brent and John and I have to sit on the wall tonight and have someone take our picture, because yes, that's, everybody's done that in our family. And we were,
you do.
We were told we must do that. So this is fun. So this is Aunt Trifina and Uncle William. I don't have any idea who that handsome man is, but I don't know if he's family, friend, or whomever, but he's handsome. But then this is, again, the visit with the children. So there's my mother and Dave and Mick. And Uncle Mick didn't remember necessarily who these other children were, but he thought maybe they were children of some of the folks that worked here at the house.
Yeah, and they're just outside having tea.
I think so. Yeah. And they would go on picnics together, and it just sounded marvelous. And then let's see. I think that's
a magnificent card.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yes, it is.
And we love cars. The three of us love them. So I do like this because it's, again, so this is Coogie, so John Howard's grandmother,
yes,
and then Trifina. And yes, I mean, he was, oh my gosh.
He is, isn't he? Smart.
He almost reminds me of, would it be Cary Grant?
Yeah.
I mean, just that dark hair and the
No, he's incredibly handsome and striking. You're right, Polly. And smart, really smart.
Yes.
It makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Yeah. It really does. And then this, we don't know what this, we don't even know if this is here or not. That kind of came up as a question last night when we were looking through. Because it's not this building. And then one of the gal that was working at the front desk yesterday, she was commenting how square the corners are and how different the roof is. And so it's possible that this is not one of them. But
I bet we could find out. It's worth having a copy and getting some people to research. I mean, anything we find out about these photographs, obviously we feed back to you.
Yes.
It's part of the family sort of history.
But
there
is.
Will be people who will know, I'm sure we can trace that. That's a good photograph.
It is. Well, and it's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Look at that.
So there's Coogie and Trifina. I loved how they dress.
Yes.
I mean, I sit here looking so, like, that's over in the U.S. That is in my aunt's.
What's that, a day bed? Or what was that?
You know, it's interesting. I have one of the family day beds that was never here, I don't think. But this is, my uncle calls it just a lounge.
Okay.
It's beautiful. And his ex-wife, you know how that happens. Mm. His ex-wife, I believe it's part of her possessions now. Mm. So one of her two daughters will receive it. But it is...
That was at Halsey.
Stunning. Yes, yeah. This was at Halsey. Mm. And then, so this is my Uncle Dave. So he came over more than once because he's a wee little baby bear. And to know him is to know probably one of the greatest men that I've ever known. So, and he's so cute. And then Cookie again.
Yes.
And Uncle William.
And the interior shot here.
Mm-hmm. And we have several more interior shots.
Yeah, good. Because they're quite difficult to come by. Lots of people take pictures outside.
Yeah.
Because of the lighting issue, you know.
So there's Trofina.
Wow.
And I'll tell you a little secret. The long strand of pearls. So this is why I thought maybe the ghost would come back and haunt me. I don't wear pearls. They were my mother's. I had them. They were flown to New York to have them looked at and so on. And they're very beautiful. So the irony is about a month ago, I had them sold. And so I don't have Trofina's pearls. And when I saw this picture, I was like, she's going to come back and haunt me. But there's a lovely woman in Indianapolis who has them, and I know will wear them, and she will look beautiful in them. And I would much rather have someone wear them and enjoy them than have them sit in a safe.
She looks like she's on that.
She is. And I just think her eyes are so beautiful. I know this photo is just very indicative of that time.
It's beautiful.
But she, and she's beautiful. And this was the water garden, I guess, which is down. Is it down that way? But yes. I don't think it's the water. I don't think there's water any longer.
There isn't anymore, but I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So then, there's a few more interiors.
My word.
So,
that's wonderful.
And this would have been when they lived here, because that painting is in the U.S., I believe.
Do you know what it is?
Well, it's a very interesting question. And I don't know what the subject... I can't remember the subject matter. But let's see if I can get this correctly. Rayburn? There was an artist who did... There's two more. I love that. I'll go back to that, sorry. These two.
Okay, so they're portraits.
They are portraits. This was Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
No idea who this guy is, but he is in my uncle's house. And then this one hangs in my other uncle's house. Rayburn. It's a very...
You can let me know.
Yes, and I will reconfirm, but...
And all this paneling and decor, whose is that? Was it here when they came, do you think?
Or? She brought it.
Oh,
so, so the story goes, I'm going to read it to you so I don't misquote. Let's see. So, when John was 13, another chapter in her story opened with the purchase of Halsey Manor. Several houses had been considered in the Mendips and the Cotswolds, but she was drawn to the warm, secluded comfort of the manor. Frederick Walker had written of a feeling of repose about the old house and had been apprehensive that future reconstruction would reduce its charm. Let's see, I am getting to where it talks about. Here we go. With William's encouragement, she, meaning Trofina, selected paneling, plasterwork, and ornamentation from other country houses that were undergoing demolition or rebuilding, using the material to transform the old house. One major reconstruction was in the lounge, where the whole upper floor level had to be raised in order to accommodate the taller paneling and plaster ceiling from Standish